Well, the space program's back in the news again. They're getting ready to retire the space shuttle, and they're taking different space shuttles out to different parts of the country and putting them on display so that people can check them out for time, you know, from now on. None of them are coming to Oregon, but Oregon had some pretty important participation in the space program. We've had a couple of astronauts who are real stars in the program, and we've had one particular astronaut. He's not really from Oregon, I hasten to add, but he's got pretty strong Oregon connections, and, well, let's just say that he's not considered one of the stars. But it sure is an interesting story, and it involves diapers, and we'll talk about it in just a little bit. Hi, my name's Finn J.D. John, and it's Thursday, April 19th, and I'm reading you a column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, which is called Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day, or every weekday, that is. If you're already subscribed to the podcast, you know that. If you'd like to know more about this little daily podcast or the newspaper column, stay tuned or check out offbeatoregon.com. Today's column ran on May 2nd, 2010, under the headline, Oregon's Contribution to Space Program, Nothing to Sneeze At. Here we go. Trips into space barely make the news anymore, so you might not have even noticed. But last month, when the space shuttle blasted off, the latest in an impressive string of Oregon astronauts was at the controls. Another crew member was almost an Oregonian. She's a teacher from just across the river in Vancouver, Washington. Now, by the way, bear in mind that this was written on May 2nd, 2010, so we didn't have a shuttle launch last week, but in, what would it have been, April 2010, we had. Moving right along. Oregon's list of astronauts can't compare to New York's 25, nor, on a per capita basis, to North Dakota's 2. But it's nothing to sneer at. There have been a surprising number of them over the years. Here's a list. Number 1, Colonel James P. Dutton, Jr., U.S. Air Force, born 1968. Just returned from his third space shuttle mission, on which he served as a pilot. Dutton is a Eugene native. He and his wife Erin have 4 boys. He graduated at the top of his class at the Air Force Academy, has been a test pilot, and flew combat missions in an F-15 in Iraq. Jimmy Dutton also took Len Casanova's 1958 Rose Bowl ring with him into space. Donald R. Pettit, Ph.D., born 1955. One of several astronauts with Oregon State University connections, B.S. Chemical Engineering, 1978. Pettit is a native of Silverton and is a scientist at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. He's married with 2 children. He's been on 2 space flights, including one that took him to the International Space Station in November 2002, where he lived for 5.5 months. Pettit has spent more time in outer space than most people have spent in their own backyards. By the way, I should mention that since this column ran, Pettit went back into space again. I don't know what his total tally is now, but I do know that this guy has been in space a lot. He's also famous as a science guy. If you were going to get stuck at the space station for 5 months with anyone, you would definitely want it to be Don Pettit. He's a really interesting fellow. Rear Admiral S. David Griggs, U.S. Navy Reserve, born 1939. A native of Portland, Griggs flew combat missions from aircraft carriers and A-4s in Vietnam and later flew A-7s and F-8s. At NASA in the early 1970s, he was part of an engineering team that produced the space shuttle, and on a space flight in 1983, he performed the first unscheduled spacewalk in history. Rear Admiral Griggs died in a plane crash in 1989 while flying a World War II-era training plane in Arkansas. Stanley G. Love, Ph.D., born 1965. Stanley Love is a native of San Diego, but grew up in Eugene and considers it his hometown. He's married, he's got 2 children. He's a scientist with a strong background studying the behavior of bodies in space, from dust particles to asteroids, and also spacecraft propulsion. He's been on mission control for 7 launches and in 2008 went on one himself, performing 2 spacewalks. Commander William Opheline, U.S. Navy, born 1965. A native of Anchorage, Alaska, but a graduate of Oregon State in electrical engineering in 1988, Opheline has 2 children. Opheline is a Navy test pilot and a graduate of the Top Gun program. He's logged more than 300 hours in space. In 2007, NASA was severely embarrassed and the public learned more than it ever wanted to know about how astronauts handled bathroom business during launches when his former girlfriend, fellow astronaut Lisa Novak, was accused of driving hundreds of miles to attempt an assault on his then-current girlfriend, now fiancé, I think they probably have married by now, Colleen Shipman. Opheline and Novak became the first and only astronauts ever fired from NASA. Today, Opheline and Shipman operate a writing and consulting service called Adventure Write. It's at www.adventurewrite.com. Almost Oregon astronauts. Over the years, there have been a number of almost astronauts, and astronauts have been related to Oregon by marriage. Ellen Ochoa, PhD, a veteran of four space flights and now deputy director of the Johnson Space Center, is originally from California but is married to co-filmer Miles of Molala. Dottie Metcalf-Lindenberger, the Vancouver schoolteacher from the last shuttle mission, is almost an Oregonian and is married to a Pendleton man. And then there's Donald L. Cram of Merced, California, who in 1961, as a student at the university at Oregon State University, spent 24 hours in a full-scale model of the Mercury space capsule that would shortly carry John Glenn into orbit. Donald Cram wasn't exactly an astronaut, but close enough to be included in this article. The experiment concluded various medico-scientific paraphernalia attached to him, measuring things like heart rate and galvanic skin response to gauge his response to such confinement. Through a small window, visitors on campus for Dad's Day could peek in and see how he was doing. Quote, "I felt like a monkey in a cage," he told a reporter afterwards. All in all, other states may have contributed more astronauts to the space program, but Oregon's role over the years has been substantial, vital, and far from boring. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years on our website at offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered directly to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes, or join the conversation on the Facebook page or Twitter feed. All Offbeat Oregon stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details. Finally, if you're ever up in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something, look me up. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.